Greetings again, Lenten pilgrims, on your consistent daily walk to Jerusalem for Holy Week and to the empty tomb on Easter Sunday. That's the plan. And today it's Wednesday, March 10th. It's our 22nd episode of our Lenten daily devotion. And our theme this week that we are following with Mary Alice Mulligan is God is worthy of praise and worship. Amen. God is worthy of praise and worship. So today being Wednesday, usually we would have our discussion group tonight, but since there's a Vine Street Christian Church board meeting, this is one of our off Wednesdays. We will not have discussion group tonight. We'll pick up next Wednesday, right where we left off, and continue that wonderful spiritual dialogue we have going there. But for today, we have a devotion for you. We have scripture from the book of Isaiah. It's going to be from chapter 43 of Isaiah, verses 15 through 21. Chapter 43, verses 15 through 21, the big book of Isaiah. Then we'll have some thoughts from Mary Alice Mulligan. We've got about five reflective themes or questions to think about. And we've got poetry. And today I pulled one of my favorites out of the files to share with you by Naomi Shihab Nye. She was born in St. Louis. She was born of a Palestinian mom and an American woman, American mom. What did I just say? She was born of a Palestinian mom and an American dad. There we go. And she's about 68 years old and still putting things out. She writes fiction. She writes poetry. She reads videos. Very good stuff. And today's poem is going to be called Shoulders. But that's coming up later. Let's begin with our scripture. Book of Isaiah, the prophet, the greatest messianic prophet in the Bible, telling us about the coming of Jesus, the Son of God. Chapter 43, verses 15 through 21. This is about no matter what you've gone through, the high times, the low times, the light times, the dark times, there's always a promise of a better future with God. God's promise is victory. And here's what Scripture tells us from Isaiah. I am the Lord, your Holy One, Israel's Creator and King. I am the Lord who opened a way through the waters, making a dry path through the sea. I called forth the mighty army of Egypt with all its chariots and horses. I drew them beneath the waves, and they drowned, their lives snuffed out like a smoldering candle wick. But forget all that. It is nothing compared to what I am going to do. For I am going to do a brand new thing. See? I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness for my people to come home. I will create rivers for them in the desert. The wild animals in the fields will thank me, the jackals and ostriches too, for giving them water in the wilderness. Yes, I will make springs in the desert, so that my chosen people can be refreshed. I have made Israel for myself, and they will someday honor me before the whole world. Amen. Mary Alice Mulligan says, this passage from the book of Isaiah touches some of our deepest emotions. The people were dragged into exile, And now they're stricken with wrenching discouragement. So Yahweh helps them recall their escape from Egyptian enslavement centuries earlier. That Exodus saved the Hebrews from lives of endless, meaningless servitude. Now, centuries later in exile, a downcast Judah is reminded that God can make a way out of no way. God replenishes their lagging souls with promises of a real future. Such hope provides sustenance for their starving spirits. During the weeks of COVID-19 self-isolation, many people felt as if they were in exile. Normal activities were halted. Usual contacts were prohibited. Even now, we aren't completely confident in our steps toward normality. Some things to think about or write about, such as the case may be. Can you write about how God provided water in some wilderness time you experienced over the past year? How God provided water to you in some wilderness time you experienced over the past year? What person or resources did God use? Can you remember another time when God made a way out for you? When God made a way out for you, write about it. Or perhaps you feel like you are in exile right now. If so, do you trust God's presence with you? And do you believe this exile is temporary? How might you thank God right now for the release that you know is coming? How might you thank God right now for the release that you know is coming later? If you don't feel like you're in exile right now, do you know someone else who might feel isolated and vulnerable now? Do you know someone else who might feel isolated and vulnerable now? Can you bring a word of hope and future to them? You might ask them how God rescued them from some past experience. Amen. And now a poem by Naomi Shihab Nye called Shoulders. I'll read it twice. A man crosses the street in rain, stepping gently, looking two times north and south, because his son is asleep on his shoulder. No car must splash him. No car drive too near to his shadow. This man carries the world's most sensitive cargo, but he's not marked. Nowhere does his jacket say, "Fragile, handle with care." His ears fill up with breathing. He hears the hum of a boy's dream deep inside him. We're not going to be able to live in this world if we're not willing to do what he's doing with one another. The road will only be wide. The rain will never stop falling. Shoulders by Naomi Shihab Nye. A man crosses the street in rain, stepping gently, looking two times north and south, because his son is asleep on his shoulder. No car must splash him. No car drive too near to his shadow. This man carries the world's most sensitive cargo. But he's not marked. Nowhere does his jacket say, "Fragile, handle with care." His ears fill up with breathing. He hears the hum of a boy's dream deep inside him. We're not going to be able to live in this world if we're not willing to do what he's doing with one another. The road will only be wide. The rain will never stop falling. Let us pray. Creator God, ruler of history, there have always been times of crisis and times of ease. Help me trust your future. Amen.